In Luke's gospel, Luke has Jesus on a journey. It is a journey to Jerusalem. It starts in chapter 9 of Luke's gospel. Jesus is in Samaria. This morning we're in chapter 19, and Jesus has arrived in Jericho, which is a city relatively close to Jerusalem. And once we finish this story about Zacchaeus, the next scene we see in Luke's gospel is Jesus having arrived in Jerusalem. It was important for Luke to make sure that the focus of Jesus' journey was Jerusalem. Because it is in Jerusalem that the Jews believed that they could offer acceptable sacrifice to the Father or to the God, to their God. And if Jesus was going to offer a sacrifice, then he had to do it in Jerusalem. And we know that it was Jesus' intention to offer himself in sacrifice, to give himself for the sins of his people. It was there in Jericho that Jesus encounters Zacchaeus. And in a way, the whole purpose, the whole meaning of Jesus' life and ministry are summed up in this one story. The story is well known to us about this little guy that climbs the tree, about this wealthy tax collector. And we also know that tax collectors in that culture at that time were normally pretty corrupt, pretty unjust people. And that allows Jesus to make his point very clearly, that he came to save that which was lost. And really, that is the point of his whole ministry. Jesus came among us to seek and to save, to find those that have been lost in sin and bring them to the fullness of life. The church reinforces that message today by its choice of the first reading. Because that first reading, too, speaks about the love of God and how God chooses to find those that are in sin and to little by little bring them to himself, bring them to eternal life. In the reading today, Jesus invites himself to go to the house of Zacchaeus. It's interesting to note that in the Jewish use of that word house, it meant more than just the building in which someone lives. It had a sense of inviting them into his life, into that part of him most profound, that deepest part of his existence. So Jesus was asking not only to go to the place where he lived, but enter into his very self. It's like sometimes we use the word home. You know, we'll hear somebody say that he or she is at home there. And they may not be in their house at all. They may be at their job. They may be just doing something. But we say, they seem to be at home. It means they're comfortable. They're very present to themselves. That invitation that Jesus expresses to Zacchaeus, that invitation to come to his house, is an invitation that Jesus gives to each and every one of us. He is truly saying to each and every one of us, I want to come and stay in your house. Because each one of us is like Zacchaeus. We are sinners. We are people who at one time or another have wandered away. And yet our God wants to give life to us. Our God loves us so deeply that he wants not a one of us to be lost. And when Jesus says that he wants to come to our house, it is again, he wants to come and dwell in that part that is most deep within us, most profound within us. He wants to share his very life with us. That is the meaning of the Eucharist. He gives us his body and blood. He gives us his very self so that he can dwell within us, that his love can live in our hearts and in our lives. There's another very important lesson we learn from Zacchaeus. Notice what happens when the people start complaining that Jesus has gone to a sinner's house. Zacchaeus says, Lord, I give half of what I own to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone, I pay it back four times. Jesus' love had touched him and changed him. That's what happens to us. When we have truly opened our hearts to the presence, to the love, to the power of Christ living in us, it will change our lives. And if our lives have not changed yet, then we know that we have not truly opened up to let that love come into us. It will change us because if the God of love lives within us, we must be different people. It is not that you and I change. It is God who changes us. It is his love that transforms us. It is his love that makes us into new people, loving people. We gather here to be transformed by that love, to become like Zacchaeus, new people, people filled with the love and the power of Christ Jesus, our Savior.